Australia's Great Barrier Reef extends for more than 2,300 kilometers. But the vibrant colors of the world's most extensive coral reef system are fading. Scientists with the country's Marine Park Authority say climate change is warming the ocean, and the excess heat is bleaching the underwater ecosystem at an alarming rate.
Mammals, turtles, whales all depend on this beautiful, spectacular ecosystem to survive and live the way that they have for thousands of years. And we're seeing stress in this ecosystem at a frequency, at a spatial scale that has never been seen before.
2021 marked the warmest year on record for the world's oceans. When sea temperatures rise, the heat destroys the algae corals feed on. In time, they turn white. Corals can withstand bleaching, but it makes it more difficult for them to survive.
It's getting grim, and it's getting to the point where we can't even simulate the combination of conditions that the reef is experiencing in a controlled laboratory setting.
I'm rising! Thermal compromising!
Friday marked this year's first protest of the Global Youth for Climate movement, with rallies being held from Sydney to Rome and Berlin. With the war in Ukraine and the pandemic, demonstrators fear the environment will be pushed further down the priority list around the globe.
And we know that it's fossil fuels that are exacerbating these floods and these climate disasters, and we know that they're, you know, driving the climate crisis.
Australia's Prime Minister says improvements have been made.
Australia has reduced its emissions by more than New Zealand, by more than Canada, by more than the United States, by more than Japan, by more than many countries in Europe.
The Great Barrier Reef was added to the World Heritage List in 1981. Now, decades later, scientists say drastic change is needed for it to survive. Katia Lopez-Odoyan, Al Jazeera.